Cape Talk. Pippa's on Twitter.
You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
Now, while most of us were sitting on our couches, clutching a blanket and a beer and watching the rugby this past weekend, a group of local schoolboys were sitting in the saddle, putting their feet to much harder work than the rest of us were. They took part in a 24-hour cyclothon and in so doing raised R500,000 for education and sports development. Take that in. A couple of schoolboys in 24 hours raised R500,000. To tell us more about who they were and why they did it, I'm delighted to have on the line Brendan Fogarty, who is the Executive Director of the VUSA Rugby and Learning Academy. Most importantly, they're the beneficiary of this superb effort. And Brendan, you must be pinching yourselves at the success this past weekend. Thank you for joining us to tell us more.
Hi, Pippa. Yeah, thank you very much for having me on the show. Yeah, look, an unbelievable 24 hours. It's just, yeah, I mean, just absolutely amazing. And, you know, to have had the whole Bishop's community involved, from pre-prep teachers to prep teachers to college teachers to schoolboys, a couple of parents involved, and everybody just peddling away for a greater cause. You know, unbelievable, and very, very pleased to have been able to have raised that amount of money, which goes into the running of the program. So, yeah, a massive team effort from everybody at Bishop's.
And well done to all of them who took part. Brendan, not the first time they've supported you in this light, but certainly setting the bar even higher this year. I think it was R270,000 last year and over R500,000 in a single 24-hour period is quite staggering. Won't you tell us more about the VUSA Academy for those who are not familiar? What is it that you do that this money will be used to support?
Well, the VUSA Rugby Academy is an organization based in the Langa community. We've got a sort of primarily sport and academic is our sort of main focus. So we've got a couple of programs. We have three creches that we support. We go in there on a daily basis and we do early childhood development, focusing particularly on vocabulary through movement. So we have coaches that go in, get the kids out into the playgrounds. We do English and maths through movement. So that's our morning program. And then we have the Atlas Digibus, which is a bus that's equipped with 40 laptops, which goes to 5 primary schools every morning. And we do English, particularly again, focusing on English and mathematics. The grade 4 year, so the 9.5 to 10-year-olds, is that crucial age where children move from mother tongue instruction to instruction in English.
Yeah.
So we focus primarily on our Digibus with that program, the transition from moving from Isikosa teaching to English. And then in the afternoons, the bus rolls down to the Langa Rugby Stadium and we get our grade 5, 6, and 7s onto the bus. We have a program that we run through EduNova, which again is primarily focused on English. And we do rugby coaching. So we're pretty much nearly a kind of a little school, I suppose. You know, our main percentage of our focus is in our afternoon program. We do recreational outings. We've got a small little music program that we run, and we've just started a little art program.
Sure.
So, yeah, we sort of, you know, primarily in the education area, though, I would say.
Brendan, I'd love to get you into studio at a later date to give us a deeper talk about what you're doing at VUSA, because it sounds like an absolutely amazing program. What's standing out for me, though, is that description of the bus. What a clever use of resources. Rather than saying we've got 40 laptops, we're going to give them to one school and have one school benefit, you're taking it and making it a shared resource that reaches a greater number of kids. I mean, how many children benefit from that Digibus?
Well, I mean, you know, you've got 40 laptops. It clocks into a school per, you know, per day. So on Monday it'll be at Mokona Primary, Tuesday at Tembani, and so we move through. So if we look at, you know, 4 hours and you've got 40 children, we don't always have, you know, we don't put a class on for 4 hours. They tend to move through sort of every hour. So we'll get through 100 children a day.
Yeah.
You know, and again, focusing on that vocabulary, that transition from mother tongue Isikosa teaching to now being taught in English. So we'll go, you know, we'll get to 500, 600 children in a week, which
Fantastic.
Is, you know, which is very exciting. And it is a novel, it's a very novel concept, you know, this mobile Digibus that moves into the community, and it's created huge excitement, and particularly amongst the teachers. Teachers have really enjoyed, you know, this new kind of medium to, you know, to teach in.
Brendan Fogarty, look forward to a follow-up conversation with you at a later date, because I'd love to know more about this program. But for now, really wonderful to know that their efforts have been boosted to the tune of 500,000 Rand, the amount raised in a single 24-hour cyclothon by parents, teachers, pupils, and I understand old boys of Bishop's Diocesan College as well. Well done to everybody who is involved. They got close to 200 people sitting on bicycles as part of that effort this last weekend. And look at the result. 500,000 Rand plowed into rugby and learning academies and that Digibus program. It's a great achievement. Well done to everybody who took part.